Hi, I'm Keela from Keela D Subcreations, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. For Kids TV Week, there was no clearer show for me to discuss than Phineas and Ferb. We here at the Daily Nerd Devo are huge fans of the fun inventions, the hilarity of a secret agent platypus, and the absolute bangers on the soundtrack. But today, I want to talk about my favorite character from the show, Ferb Fletcher, which is actually short for Ferb's Fletcher, but we don't have to get into that. Ferb is the green-haired British stepbrother of Phineas and Candace Flynn. He doesn't say much. In fact, he has an average of one line per episode. Some might think he's an introvert, but he happily hangs out with Phineas and their group of friends daily. Maybe he's shy, but he's been known to give empowering speeches and flawless rap verses. I personally believe he's just thoughtful, and the words that come out of his mouth are intentional, because most of his one-liners are poetic, deep, and perfectly suited to the story. And in today's world of oversharing every thought in our head on social media, I think we could learn a thing or two from Ferb. 1 Thessalonians 4:9-12 says, "Now about your love for one another, we do not need to write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love each other, and in fact, you do love all of God's family through Macedonia. Yet we urge you, brothers and sisters, to do so more and more, and to make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. You should mind your own business and work with your hands, just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders and so that you will not be dependent on anybody." The summary? Love more, live a quiet life, and work passionately. Ferb definitely had love for his friends, family, and pet platypus Perry. He works with his hands every single day. He and Phineas cook up some sort of crazy plan on each of their summer days to build a roller coaster, or get an old band back together, or follow the sun around the world. And yet he still lives a quiet life, only speaking when he has something important to contribute to the conversation, and even recognizing rest. There's one episode where Phineas and Ferb have a do-nothing day, and it freaks everyone out because they're usually so busy with crazy adventures. But the brothers understand that sometimes you need to take a break and just relax under a tree. Jesus also lived like this. Big surprise there. He loved, he worked, and he lived a pretty quiet life. Other than the fact that he definitely preached to the masses, he often said no when requests were asked of him. He constantly took breaks between miracles and spent time alone with God in quiet places. He only traveled within a few days' walking distance of his hometown, sending others to witness beyond that. And everything Jesus ever said was intentional and glorifying to God. So the next time you're tempted to fight a point on Facebook or make a sarcastic comment at the frustrating employee at the DMV, ask yourself, what would Ferb say? Probably nothing, and that's okay. We as Christians should spend more time praying and pondering before we ever open our mouths. It's what Jesus would do. That's all the time we have for today. If you'd like to hear more Daily Nerd Devos, subscribe to this podcast on your favorite app and come hang out with us on the Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Keela from Keela D Subcreations, and until next time, remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy tea, and that's kind of the same thing.